Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, our halacha topic from Dav Zayin in Meseches Beitza is the relationship between the Isur of Achilas Chametz and Bal Yiro'eh, the prohibition of seeing and Bal Yimotzeh owning Chametz, and the implication it has for Hilchos Bedikas Chametz. In our Gemara on Dav Zayin on Mebeis, we have an important machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which is not very much halacha l'maisa, because of course we follow the opinion of Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is of the opinion that the shiur, the amount of prohibition for both yeast and chametz, is a kezayis. I must add tangentially that the first shiur that I was ever zocha to hear from my great Rebbe Rav Herschel Schechter, the Rebbe of many, many young rabbonim today, was on the topic of chametz. I was a young bachur coming from Tar V'das, and I had never heard a shiur in the style that Rav Schechter gives, both in terms of the broad background and the structure of Kala Torah Kula, as well as the fact that he spent time in describing the metzius, the practicalities of what chametz and sa'ar are. He pointed out that sa'ar is translated by yeast, does not mean yeast that we have today. Yeast today is a chemical that encourages the fermentation of chametz, but rather sa'ar was chametz that had advanced so much, as we see in our Gemara, in the fermentation process, that has the ability to make other wheat-like objects, foods, chametz as well. Sa'ar has the ability to cause others to ferment, as opposed to chametz, which is fermenting on its own. Beis Shammai disagree with Beis Hillel, and they hold that the shear of sa'ar is the size of a kezayis, while the amount, the shear for chametz, is the size of a date. Beis Shammai points out that the Torah seems to put them into two different categories, and therefore they have a separate shear. Why then would the Torah delineate them in two distinct categories? Beis Hillel gives a fascinating argument. Beis Hillel says that we would think that if the Torah had only mentioned chametz, even though sa'ar has the ability to make other things chametz, nevertheless, that would not be biblically prohibited. Why? Says the Gemara 8 lines before the wide and Zayin Amabez, V'ikas rachmana chametz mishum deroy la'achila. Chametz has the isur because it's possible to eat it. Aval sa'ar she'ein roy la'achila. Maybe sa'ar, even though it definitely is leaven, but it's not edible, ema lo. Maybe in such a case, it would not be included in the prohibition of bal yiro'eh, bal yimotzeh. The Chasam Sofer points out that this give and take between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel reflects a very important conceptual issue, which also becomes an important practical issue in Hilchos Bedikas Chametz as well. The Chasam Sofer in our daf says that it seems that Beis Hillel has a starting point where there is a relationship between the Isur Achila and the Isur of Bal Yiro'eh and Bal Yimotzeh, to the point that I would have thought that the Isur of Bal Yiro'eh and Bal Yimotzeh applies only to those things that are edible. It's well known that the Asvan D'Oraisa, this I believe I also heard from Rav Schechter, has a Chakira where he discusses that there are times that Dine D'Oraisa are what we refer to as a Siyag D'Oraisa. In other words, that the Din D'Oraisa itself is a geder, a boundary, to protect another d'oraisa. Points out the Chasam Sofer that it could be that the shita of Beis Hillel is going in that direction. While Beis Shammai has no hava mina, never thought that there would be a relationship between the Isra Achil and the Isra Bal Yiro'eh Bal Yimotzeh, Beis Hillel feels that there is. Points out the Chasam Sofer that this is actually formulated by a famous Ran in the beginning of Maseches Pesachim. The Ran writes in Dibur HaMaskul Mashi Tzrichu Chacham Ve'efsher Od Mipnei Tam Ze. We'll get to what he's referring to when he says Ze. Hechmira Torah Bo La'avor Alav Bebal Yiro'eh O Bal Yimotzeh. Because chametz people can come to eat. Therefore, the Torah required us to remove the chametz from our house. According to the Ran, the requirement of Bal Yiro'eh, Bal Yimotzeh is a requirement to protect, to assure that we will not come lidei isur achila. The Ram points out that this is one of the most standard explanations that the Rishonim give to why we have a chiyuv of bedika and biur chametz. Taisus in the beginning of Maseches Psachim and all of the Rishonim are busy with a basic problem. The Gemara tells us on Dav Dalid in Psachim that bittel ba'al masagi, that if a person nullifies his chametz and says his chametz is ownerless, he could save. I'm now sitting in my study while my wife is working hard cleaning the house for Pesach. When we stop learning, and when after our wives have given us permission to go and learn, we have to make sure that we go back to help them. She's slaving away, no pun intended, to make sure that we're not going to have any chametz in the house. Why that requirement at all? At the end of the day, once we nullify our chametz, so then in such a case, one has taken care of the Yisra Bal Yirah Bal Yimatze. There are different approaches in the Rishonim. We've given different shiurim about that in a shiur entitled Going Away for Pesach, the what, why, and how of Bedikas Chametz. We've discussed this. We've discussed traveling before Pesach in another shiur entitled Learning and Cleaning Before Pesach. We've discussed these halachos and understanding the nature of Bedikas Chametz. This is just a brief summary as emerges from Beitza Dav Zayin Amud Beis. The Rishonim answer and say that the reason why there is a requirement for Bedikas Chametz is because we want to make sure that a person will not come to eat the chametz on Pesach. Shema Yovel Achla. We need to point out that the Iser chametz is Iser Mashu. It's well known that the Brisker Rav described it in very dramatic terms. He said chametz is like bacteria, that even though you have one tiny bit of chametz, that could make a bowl of soup, the entire bowl of soup chametz stick, which can now make the next bowl of soup chametz stick, which can now slowly turn, as bacteria can turn the whole, one tiny crumb could turn the whole kitchen, chas v'chalila, into something that's chametz stick. Hence, when it comes to bal yirah, bal yimatzeh, one takes care of bal yirah, bal yimatzeh, technically, with bittel, many Rishonim hold. However, shema yavo la'achla, we've got to get rid of all of the chametz on Pesach. Points out the Ran. The Ran says, this might not be only the explanation for Bedika, but this might be an extension of the Yisra Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh itself. If Chazal had this sensitivity that we need to look for the chametz in order that we should not come to eat it, it could very well be that's why we're not allowed to have the chametz altogether. And since the reason we're not supposed to have the chametz altogether is you might come to eat it, it would be only logical that bittul would not be enough, that even though technically you're no longer over on Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, Chazal wanted to make sure that we fulfill the spirit of the halacha. And since the spirit of the halacha is that it's a geder of Shema Yavul Achla, Bedika is there, according to some Rishonim, to make sure that we're not going to eat the chametz. Of course, there are many, many nafkaminas that come out from this halacha. Suffice to say, in very, very practical terms, the Tshuvas Radvaz and others discuss whether there is a chiyuv to get rid of every crumb in one's house. Or since the Yisra Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh is only a kezayis, so then in such a case, crumbs, there isn't a chiyuv to get rid of them. Obviously, there is a minig Yisrael within a sane proportion to try to get rid of all chametz, but that's important to keep in mind that the Isser Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh is only with a kezayis. A crumb would not be a problem. However, as we dramatized from the Brisker Rav in the kitchen and areas where a person is eating, so then in such case, since chametz is aser b'mashu, then there really is an inyan to get rid of every single bit of chametz that one can, and to even look and clean for the smallest of crumbs. This then brings us to a very, very practical issue in Bedikas Chametz, and that is, if one is not going to be in one's house, where for the entire duration of Pesach, where there isn't going to be a chashash that he's going to come to eat, Other Rishonim say that we're afraid he's going to find chametz and then renege on his bittul and try to reacquire it. If he's not going to be home the entire duration of Pesach, that also would not happen. The question becomes, why is there a chiyuv of bedikas chametz in such a case on the individual before he leaves his house before Pesach? Halacha lemaisa, the Chsam Sofer, it's quoted by the Mishnah Bura in Simen Taf Lamed Zayin, if I'm not mistaken. The Chsam Sofer says, in the Shal Sutshuvas Chsam Sofer, this part is not entirely quoted by the Mishnah Bura, but says that there is a chiyuv if a person has any home or any room within 30 days of Pesach during this period of time, and he leaves, then ultimately he has a chiyuv akarkafta de gavra to do bedikas chametz on one of the places that he's at. He could sell one of them, he could sell almost all of them, but there is a chiyuv akarkafta de gavra for everybody to do bedikas chametz, which means that if you're going to be traveling during the time of bedikas chametz, from the night of the 14th to Pesach afternoon, going to a hotel, then according to most poskim, I'm talking about the majority of poskim, one should not sell the entire house because there is a chiyuv akarkafta de gavra for every person who owns a room within 30 days of Pesach to do a bedika. Now, if he sells his entire house, doesn't do a bedika there, and he's arriving somewhere else where he could do bedika on the night of the 14th, that would also be acceptable. But at the end of the day, every person who owns some property, some room or home, has a chiyuv to do bedikas chametz in one of those places. Why that's so? How that works? How does that fit back into the Ran, the Tosos, Shitas Beis Hillel, as we elaborate on from Beis Adav Zayinim Beis, that we've discussed on other occasions in the Shiurim that I had mentioned before. Shiurim about traveling before Pesach, as well as cleaning and learning 30 days before Pesach. This Beis Hashem concludes the Halacha topic from Beitza, Dav Zayin Amabes.